Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
How can I work? How can I get paid? How can I take care of my kids?
This is Dukes and Bell
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hanging out at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, it is a Dukes and Bell. Hi, everybody. Mike Bell flying solo today with my big man Jarvis. Squid Billy's got the day off. If ever there was a day to have Squid Billy here to rein me in, today would be the day. But we've been having a blast, just kicking it. You know, Carl's been on vacation, so in addition to today running point as we're waiting on Chuckery, I have to take over for Carl's inspirational tweets. I don't know if you've seen this, Jarvis. We do those messages that happen, you know, about every morning sometime. Carl will come up with something really cool and inspirational or something about a life lesson that, you know, it's a good positive message. And since Carl's been off, that I've taken the chance to step up and do those. The other day, my first one was, don't be a candy ass. Stop complaining. If you don't like your situation, do something about it, which actually got a nice response. So today, I thought I'd lighten it up. Today's inspirational message is, a man's drink order should never take more than 5 words. Jack and ginger, right? That's 3 words, like 4 or 5 syllables. Like, hey, man, ale. Again, a man's drink order should never take more than 5 words. For instance, even James Bond, vodka martini, shaken, not stirred, 5 words. If James Bond can do it, you can do it. Don't order something with like, oh, can I get with a splash? And shut up. You've already broken man law. Look who's rolled in.
Woo!
It is the Georgia Rattlesnake.
Finally, Chuckery has come back.
Hey, and by the way, the kids from McDonough, the Big Stick Little League, his traveling team.
Yes.
You know what little Timmy said to me? You know, I really wanted to see John Chuckery today. So I'm glad you didn't break the kid's heart because, you know, you're only like 2 hours late.
Well, listen, buckle up and get a chin strap on your helmet. So
it just got real.
Run!
What was that?
Run!
Sometimes in life.
Audio of what Chuckery sounded like pulled in the parking lot here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
Wow.
Just first things, relax, get a shot.
Yeah.
Grab a beer.
We're good.
And just
we're good.
Get your head
we're
right
good.
And let's get into it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right, first things first, we'll get to the dog report. We've been yapping about it all day today. What did you think? I think most people around the country, certainly last night in State Farm Arena, love what Travis Schlenk did.
Schlenk bomb. You know, I mean, it was perfect. I mean, you not only got one of the guys you wanted, you got both guys that you wanted.
Right.
I think the thing we all thought was, would Cam Reddish fall to 10? I don't think most people thought he'd fall to 10. Now, I know some people weren't enamored with him at all, but the fact that you were able to pick him up at 10, to be honest with you, as long as one of those guys comes through for you, it's perfect. I mean, it's a perfect scenario. And look, the reality is we knew that they weren't going to make very many picks. They basically got 2 guys. Okay, the other guy, you missed me with all that out there. They got 2 guys. That's what, isn't that what we said yesterday? Give me 2 guys. Take those all those picks over whatever days it took you. And just get me 2 solid guys that can come in here and help me out now.
And again, we really didn't think we'd do anything in the second round as we were shedding those picks, and we had to trade up. And again, nothing's official because of all the things that are swapped and physicals and everything else. And a lot of moving parts.
When is the NBA going to fix all that? This is a ridiculous look for the NBA to have guys standing up there with Lakers hats. Because technically, who did we draft at 8? Who is it that we drafted at 8?
Yeah, he wound up going to – I couldn't even remember. To your point, that's what we said.
Yeah.
The NFL, you have free agency, and then you have the draft. Makes perfect sense. In the case of the NBA, all these things – you got there was like maybe 3 different teams swapped because, remember, the Lakers, Pelicans, and then we get the 4th pick.
Yeah.
But some teams, like for instance, some guys can't even report to Summer League because technically it's not until July 6th they get cleared from the roster.
Oh, Jason Hayes. Yes,
Jason
Hayes. Yes.
So, but that's the thing that drives you crazy as a fan.
So welcome Jason Hayes to Atlanta.
But you want to see the pick. You want to see a guy in your your uniform or the logo, and that's your guy. But I'm with you. I know that the third guy, and we weren't expecting anything, but by all indications, and this was a dude I think Carl and I had mentioned, if not you and I, as we were looking at something maybe, not Taco Fall, but something in the third round. The dude actually, if you have been following him, Bruno Fernando is a guy that actually kicked the tires last year coming out. He's a big physical guy. He's going to have a good chance, John, of making this team.
You don't think he'll start in the G League? I think he's going to the G League.
At some point, he'll be up here. One thing for certain, we do need some bodies. I love Alex Len. I think he's a very underrated player. But this dude actually if you've seen some of the tape, and again, you can look at the highlights in any which way to manipulate if you think he's a shooter, a scorer. You could do a lot worse. I think it's more than a throwaway. We'll find out.
Yeah, I think the other thing that you have to realize is that now with Crabby and with Solomon Hill, you basically are not going to be a player in free agency. But what you've got is $60 million worth of expiring contracts that's going to be coming up after next year. Now next year is when you're going to be a player in free agency. For this year, you're not going to be a player in free agency. So understand now, you're going to get some moving – you're going to get the Juwan Howards of the world to fill out the back end of your bench, okay, the guys that are about on one leg of retirement. So you got your core group. That's what you're going to build off of and then fill in from there.
Just real quick before we get to the dog report, what was your take on – what do you think when I say Cam Reddish? What's the first thing that pops into your head?
Big upside.
Right.
I mean, big upside. Everybody agrees that he's got the body. He's got the NBA look and body and everything like that. Now it just has to come together. But, again, that's a lot of guys in college basketball, right?
Right.
I mean, it's not like they get a lot of – these aren't four-year kids anymore. So it's not like you get a lot of time to try to put it all together. So he's a project in some ways, but that's okay. He's the type of NBA project at number 10 that you take because if it clicks and it hits, now you got a guy who can really help you out.
John Chuckery is here, guys. It's time for the dog report. Craig, have we changed up the dog report music? And that's exciting. I mean.
Or did he go to break already?
What was that, the computer just fired up? What the hell's going on?
We have the only touchscreen, by the way, that doesn't actually touchscreen anymore.
On the sidelines with the dogs.
Hey, I mean, I'm not trying to get you even hotter than you already are. All I know is the train was on tracks. 2 hours, man. Just rolling right down. You know,
here comes Chuckery.
One guy said to me, he goes, Mike, are you always this hyper when you're solo? I go, yeah, that's why Terry never lets me work solo. John is here. The Dog Report brought to you by Brightbox Electrical, 770-901-2500. If you want to create a sports bar like this, go get multiple TVs, get that man cave you always wanted. Call Brightbox. Twin Peaks girls sold separately.
Hey, UGA gets a big commitment. ESPN 300 wide receiver Marcus Roseme. The 47th ranked recruit overall. Now, they took him from Florida. He was looking at going to Florida. Another big recruit for Georgia. And this is what we get into, Mike, is that if you want to be what Alabama and those types of programs are, you just keep filling the well. Just keep filling the well. Look, you're going to get the Justin Fields and things like that that transfer out of your program. That comes with being one of the best programs in the country is not everybody can play. But you just keep plucking these types of kids and you keep bringing them in. And the more of those kids that you have, the better off you are. If you look at the stats, by the way, too, of the best programs in the country and the number of 4 and 5 stars, you know, there are certain threshold numbers that you want to be 60 guys that are like 4 to 5 stars. If you're that, those are the national title winning teams.
Georgia's got everything now but the title. You got the facilities.
Right.
We were joking around about this. We were talking about Jimbo Fisher yesterday, and we got on the subject of how he left to go to Texas A&M. You know, Mark Richt, he had to go basically cap in hand to the athletic director to get anything. Remember, he was coming out of his own paycheck to get guys on his assistants.
Remember, offered $1 million down in Miami to help build a practice facility.
But the thing, it's so funny, Kirby gets here, and I think they just realized, you know, let's change the culture. Kirby got a blank check, and he got everything, the indoor facility, all the bells and whistles, even more stuff now coming by Buttsmere, not Buttsmere, but the Buttsmere building out in Athens. The thing with Kirby, everything but the title. Earlier today, John, we were joking around. They were showing on SEC Network the Georgia-Alabama SEC championship game. And there was a couple of Georgia fans at the bar, and they're like, they're glued with two hands, and they're like, "What? Maybe you don't really remember what you're watching because you had a little bit of a buzz that Saturday afternoon." In hindsight, when you watch it, Georgia didn't make as many plays as Alabama.
No,
end of the day,
not.
Period.
They made them for 3 quarters.
Right.
They just don't make them for 4 quarters.
Now how do you change that this year with a whole new group of guys coming in?
Well, one is you've got an upper-level quarterback. So you've got an upperclassman quarterback that very well may be in his last year. That's something that they haven't had over the last couple of years. So that's part of your culture change. You got the best running back in the SEC coming back. Georgia has the best offensive line maybe in the country coming back this year. You have to capitalize on while you have the – when. For the guys you do have on campus, Mike, now's when you have to capitalize. Because anything less than a playoff this year should be a disappointment if you're a Georgia fan.
Right.
There's a reason why they're going to be ranked 3rd in the country when they get in the preseason polls this year.
You buy Florida because nobody believes in Felipe Franks, including Gator fans. But I still think that
I believe in Dan Mullen.
Cocktail party. That's what I keep telling guys. Dan Mullen won 10 games, and this dude is a winner. Don't know why the AD and him never on the same page, why it took so long to get him from Stark Vegas.
Yeah.
You can win at Miss State. You know you can do it in Florida.
They want Emory to be the quarterback, obviously, there eventually. But they will roll with what they have. Look. Franks at times looked good, at times he doesn't. But if you trust a guy to handle quarterback, remember this guy's handled Alex Smith and Dak Prescott and Tim Tebow. I mean, he's handled all of those guys. Those are very productive guys in college. Let Dan Mullen do his work.
It's our dog report with some other college football thrown in, brought to you by our buddies at Brightbox. You found this story on NBC Sports. West by God, Virginia football. man, it's next to the coal industry, it's probably the biggest industry in the state of West Virginia.
Well, this also goes back to the thing, guys, is that every time, Jarvis and I have had this conversation a lot, everybody tries to tell me, oh, you can't pay all the athletes and there's not money available. Well, how is it everybody else is getting money out of this deal? Why is it everybody else in college athletics? Presidents make money. Universities make money. The state of West Virginia makes money.
Yeah.
Why is it everybody gets to make money except the one group of people? Swim team, the football, the girl. Yeah. I don't care what. There's money for everybody.
You're preaching to the choir here because Title IX makes it a little bit of a sticky subject, but you can still find.
Okay, you know
even
what
if
they
you
do?
Do, no, no, I'm saying, I'm just hold
they
on.
Get rid of other sports.
I'm just saying, no, you can't do that. Title IX, you got to play all the stuff
that
nobody watches.
What they do is they get rid of. If we have to have men's and women's golf, you know what they do? They just get rid of golf.
Right.
That's how they do it at these universities.
But we've
now.
Always felt, and again, because of Title IX, for those not familiar, this mandates that the women's sports and everything, it's fair and equitable, and they get a chance to have everything that they want to do. But again, this is up to the athletic department if you're going to have some of these programs. But if nobody's showing up other than your mom and your dad, then I guess you don't have the sport if it's not generating revenue. You know, free market society, what people want to see, those programs get to stay. And if you want to have club badminton or club rifling or club dressage, then somebody's mom and dad can pay for that because the school should have to be on the hook for it.
I mean, if West Virginia can come up with millions and millions and millions of dollars to run their athletic, it says on here, too, they only spent $35.5 million. It was what their operating expense
they
was.
They said that the biggest generator, for first, fan interest, direct and indirect spending by visitors, West Virginia football, $223 million, they guesstimate, coming into
the
Morgantown.
Economic impact
the
of,
impact
of coming in there.
People coming in, hotel rooms. You know, going to the casino,
this goes
back, the whole shebang.
This goes back to what we talked about yesterday. There's a reason why you want Notre Dame and Texas A&M in Athens versus UMass and UT Chattanooga. Those games are going to draw more fans in, draw more outside people to come in. Look, there's a Notre Dame fan base. I don't know how much they travel, but you saw what Georgia did when they went up to South Bend, Indiana, right? You saw how many people that stand was half full. Okay, well, what do you don't think those people stayed in hotels and they didn't go to bars and they didn't go to restaurants and make an impact out there? So
they took over Wrigley Field for crying out loud.
Yeah, exactly. Put better teams in your stadium versus UMass, okay, and then you'll draw your people in and you may draw some other fans in as well.
It is John Chuckery hanging out with us today on Dukes and Bell on a Friday here at Twin Peaks. Come on down and join us. We got great beer. We got great camaraderie. Look at these guys. Look at this crew. John, look at this guy. They're all waiting for you.
I'm trying not to. No, that's I joke.
We got the full spectrum right here hanging out. So come on down and join
us. I'm
the party.
I got invited finally.
How was the traffic? Was the traffic that bad?
I came literally 4.5 minutes from here.
Oh, so you had real work stuff.
I'm right there at the airport.
Oh, you had real work stuff going on.
Yeah.
Real world stuff. Yeah, not like the fun toy department that we have. Okay.
No.
Poor
no,
Johnny.
No,
I got you back. Yeah. No, I mean, I got to be honest with you. It was kind of fun. You know,
without me? Oh, okay.
Well, no, not with that. No, not like that. That didn't come out right. No, I just got a chance
I don't want to interrupt.
No, I get a chance to expand on stuff.
I mean, you got my producer and everything here, so I mean, you know.
Got to do monologues and stuff. I feel like, you know, like Garson Keillor, you know, like Prairie
I can do voices. I can do
Hey, man, come on down and join us. What else you got here for the Blitz?
How about this? The new Raider Stadium that's going to be opening up, they're going to cost anywhere between $22,000 and $40,000 if you want a suite to watch UNLV.
Oof.
Not the Raiders. If you want to watch college football in a suite in the new Raiders Stadium, $22,000 to $40,000. Who would pay that to watch UNLV football?
Well, somebody who's a UNLV alum who lives in Vegas or LA who's got some coin. A lot of those guys are well-heeled.
Now, you know how these universities do this, by the way, too, is that they put kickers in. Texas A&M does this. So that seat may cost you X amount of dollars, but you also have to contribute to the UNLV Alumni Fund. Or you have to contribute into the UNLV halfway house of rehab the athletes that have come out of our program. So they get you.
Well,
not
in Tarkanian, that could actually be a big hit.
True, yes. I mean, so they get you not only with the tickets, Mike, but they also find, okay, so your seat, the actual seat may cost $22,000. Your contribution is going to be $50,000, $60,000.
Right. You know, Georgia fans, and we've talked about the booster commitment at UGA. I think if you're spending big money, you mentioned this earlier, you want to see better competition.
Right.
You'd rather see Georgia do what Alabama does. Neutral site games are great, but you want to see stiffer competition at home. By the way, the new Raiders stadium looks awesome. Not going to be as opulent as what the Rams and the Chargers are going to play in. Mm-hmm. But the cool byproduct of this is, imagine you're an SEC fan, you're a Kentucky fan, it's a down year for Auburn. What they said, they're going to take the number 7 or whatever it is, SEC school, is going to play a Pac-12 school.
Yes.
So even though we hate new bowl games, Who doesn't like a trip to Vegas? That stadium's going to be right up the strip, just across the interstate from Mandalay Bay.
There's going to be some years now, instead of going out to Charlotte for the Belk Bowl, now you get to go out to Las Vegas.
I mean, what would you rather do, guys? A cold, drizzly night in Nashville for the Music City Bowl?
How about if
or the Belk
kid.
Bowl, or about, going out to Vegas?
How about if you're a kid? You want the Belk gift card, or do you want to go out to Vegas and...
Giddy up.
Yeah, cocktail waitress two at a time.
No, I mean, that's one thing about that stadium. As much as we... Talk about, oh, crap, the Bahamas Bowl, the Boca Raton Bowl.
Oh, there's good swag bags.
But this is one that I think fans will dig. By the way, speaking of Boca Raton, Lane Kiffin gets a vote of confidence. Did you ever think Lane Kiffin would be at FAU this long?
Yes.
I thought he'd be there like 1 year, then he'd be back in the top school somewhere.
No, because none of the top schools want him right now. He's got to win more,
by
the way.
He had the flirtation with Houston, but then they had earmarked their guy. You don't think after this year he's back in the big time program?
No. No, I don't think he's one of them.
Our guy says Auburn says it's going to be Auburn. Auburn.
They got $42 million to pony up for.
I didn't want him to give that. Look at this guy. I didn't want him to pay Malzahn that.
Has he got $40 million floating around out there that he can pay off Gus Malzahn? Because that's what they're going to owe him. So
I was going to say,
you better have $40 million in your pocket.
Never seen more.
If he's got $40 million, he's buying all the drinks.
I've never seen more people that were so lukewarm on that contract extension than Auburn fans were after Gus. Nobody was hot about that.
Hey, when we get back. This whole NBA thing about, guys wearing different caps, we'll get into more of that when we get back. We're live at Twin Peaks. Mike Bell, John Chuckery, hanging out with you. Sports Radio 910 The Game. Yes, we are back here at Twin Peaks, Kennesaw. Sports Radio 910 The Game. Dixon Bell, Mike Bell, John Chuckery in for Carl Dukes one last day. Halfway through the almost halfway through the show, I made it in.
Right.
We're a couple hours in, so got here.
John has a real job, and then he has our job, and I get it, man. You got to take care of business. We were cool. We were able to play our conversation with Smoltzy, and now everybody's buzzing about how great Travis Schlenk did. You're going to hear, by the way, Travis Schlenk's conversation with frickin' Hugh.
Yep.
That'll be at 5:20, guys, as part of our John Foy strong arm story of the day. So you'll hear what the GM had to say. Everyone giving him high marks. A lot of people, I was reading more during the commercial break, John, about Bruno Fernando. First off, great name. Again, don't know much about the dude other than he's a big guy, but everyone says great work ethic. Physically, he's a specimen,
yes.
And he'll have a chance. There is the G League team, but he'll have a chance to crack the lineup. We'll see.
Everybody's been talking about the fact, too, that he was trying to improve his jump shot. He's trying to get a little bit better as an offensive player as well. You know, again, he's one of those guys, when you're talking about picking 57, Mike, I mean, that's right. Taking a dart and throwing it across that window over
everybody,
there.
Now, the funny thing was, last night at State Farm Arena, as everyone went bananas, they all were aware. We had all the messages from Wojo. So everybody in the building was aware of how the numbers were playing out. And we had 4 and we had 10. Mm-hmm. And 8 was not the Hawks pick. But when we got to DeAndre, great response. But when we got Cam Reddish, place went bananas. As we're hanging out at the bar last night outside and wandering around over by Zach Brown Bar and everything, guys coming up to us, Taco Fall.
Oh, I got that on Twitter about 14,000 times last night.
When we got that pick, people started going, oh, my God, we're going to get Taco Fall. And for guys who missed the show yesterday, John Fricky in the morning show, obsessed with a 7'6" UCF center, Taco Fall, which, again, we did not pick up. How about Bol Bol, who finally went in the second round?
Yes,
a lot of controversy about what he was.
Was it Denver that took him, I think it was? Was it Denver? Was it Denver or Washington?
God, I don't remember. I just remember he had a bad spider suit.
Now, Taco didn't even get drafted, right?
But Bol Bol had like that strange like spider web thing on his suit. I wasn't quite sure what was going on
Taco didn't even get drafted, right?
Right.
Nobody even took him. But he is an attraction for the G League. We do know that for sure. So
that was, you know what? We got a lot of mileage out of it yesterday. That was
pretty funny. We did. So the big storyline overall of the NBA draft, besides the first three picks that basically fell right into everything, was the fact people were – I don't care if it was writers, fans, everybody, thought the whole idea was ridiculous, Mike, that guys would be getting announced by other teams that they have, that they're obviously not going to play for. You know, and it brings back the question about the way the NBA does their business in the offseason, how condensed everything is, the fact that the draft is before free agency and things like that.
Right.
You know, for all the things that Adam Silver talks about and for all the love that, like, people like to give him and things like that, you know, that was a bad look for the NBA last night. Forget the fact that the guys, yes, they're going to end up on the teams that they end up on. But, Mike, it's a bad look when you have a guy for the Atlanta Hawks that you know is going to be there, that he's wearing a Lakers hat, I mean, or whatever, a Pelicans hat. It looks bad for the league that on one of your showcase nights, because the NFL is great about having showcase events, on one of the few NBA real showcase events, you have a bad look like that.
Yeah, and we've talked about how they changed that, because one thing about Adam Silver is really proactive in the optics and making things better you know, it was an approach from David Stern that worked, and certainly the growth has been monumental. And now you're seeing even more growth. And I do think that Adam Silver will get the feedback and say, you know what, we've got to think about changing how our calendar works. Now, do you have to do the draft lottery? I mean, do you have to do the NBA draft so closely on the heels of the end of the season? Could you wait a little bit longer? I mean, the season, I know you don't want to be playing basketball until July 4th, but could you move things back, have the draft, and then have, or should I say, have free agency, and then have your draft the way the NFL does it? That way the fans know where everything stands. You also know what your basic needs are after free agency has been addressed.
Well, think about this, Mike, about how many trades you have, too, because, you know, picks 4 and 6 moved, okay?
Right.
Now, you get in the NFL draft and things like that, you don't normally see that high up, that many changes, or if they're done, it's done well in advance.
Right.
So I think one of the things that the NBA has not reacted to is the fact that there is a lot of trade movement that goes on now. I'm out to Twin Peaks and Kennesaw, folks.
There's a lot of movement right here in the bar today. By the way, John Chuckery rolled in right as the shift change is starting to go down. And it's a glorious moment to be here at Twin Peaks.
Yes. So anyway, live on Dixon Bell. But there is a lot of movement that happens now in the first round of these drafts. And a lot of that movement ends up happening pretty late, sometimes just even 24 hours before.
Right.
You know, we literally knew that the Hawks trade was going to happen, what, at 5 o'clock or what
right.
have you, 6 o'clock last night?
Yeah.
So the NBA has to anticipate the fact that there is going to be a lot of movement on draft night now. And I don't think that they are ready and understand. I think that's part of it is that, yeah, if the draft just holds, what's the term, chalk?
Right.
Okay, you know, the NFL a lot of times might have a trade here, trade there, but you may not get the trades until later on.
But you touched on it. It's just so convoluted that a guy's wearing a Lakers cap. Meanwhile, it's two other teams have commuted that pick, you know,
yes.
And you're not even going to be there. And then later on to see that it trails down. They did a nice job of explaining all the scenarios, but you're right. The overall presentation, that's
right.
One area that could certainly improve.
But that's not ESPN's job is
no.
to have to explain about why a guy's
no,
wearing a Lakers hat, though.
The NBA, why would you have your draft before your free agency? The NFL
right.
does it where you've got a whole month and a half to get your old ducks in a row. And then, no, I get it. You want to get ahead of it. You don't want to have your guys reporting Labor Day and having some kind of grab bag 2 week summer league. But let's be real here. The NBA season, it's so damn long as it is.
Yes.
82 games where you've seen the load management. We talked about that in baseball.
Yeah.
How many times on long road trips you see guys checking out starters not playing? I don't think they're never going to shorten the season, but why not push it back a little bit?
Well, not only that, but Adam Silver's made it a point that he doesn't want to have too many back-to-back games and things like that. So, I mean, the schedule itself is going to get even more changed around. I told you before, look. Make the NBA 65 games. I mean, that's what the NBA should be. Start around Thanksgiving.
Right.
Make it 65
well, you know,
games.
But
get the season done.
As we said, once a toothpaste is out of the tube,
oh, it'll never go back.
If
anything, they'll add more teams.
I mean, look at Major League Baseball. We're so old. Again, we joke around with our younger listeners. I had millennials a few years ago when Carl and I were talking about it. I'm like, guys, let me get this straight. I would pay one price and get two baseball games. I'm like, yeah, it's a doubleheader. Now the only time you get a doubleheader is because there's a rainout and they make the crowd leave and bring in another crowd for the second game, which is so crazy.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to have your draft that close to the NBA Finals, okay, and you're going to have your next marquee event, so you wrap up the NBA Finals, Mike, and literally a week later, before you even get a chance, a week and a half later, before you even get a chance to digest and decompress what happened in the NBA Finals, now you shove the draft down everybody's throat, and guys are wearing hats of teams that they're never going to play for. That's why it gets to be a bad look. To your point, get some free agency time in there, or start the season a little bit later to where everything just kind of shoves down just a little bit.
Hey, Craig, back at the ranch. Let me hear some of that to DeAndre Hunter, because DeAndre was talking about. Remember, I think we were the only team, John, that worked him out from UVA.
Yes.
So take a listen, Craig. Let me know when you got it. DeAndre, upon finding out he was going to be an Atlanta Hawk.
When I went there, they had a pretty strong feeling about me. I knew that's the place I wanted to be. That's one of my destinations, and I'm happy they traded up and got that pick.
Do we know when the official announcement day is, by the way, of everything, like of all these deals and
July
everything?
July 6th, I believe.
Is it July 6th?
July 6th,
okay.
Yeah. Because some guys can't report for, like, some of the summer league
yes.
stuff. And
yes.
Because, again, there's think that you got three teams involved with our fourth pick, Hawks, Lakers, and Pelicans.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So, I mean, so think about that. We still have, what, 2 weeks before anybody can come become
right
official on anything?
Right.
That's just not going to work out there. And you're right, Mike. They need to reorganize their offseason. And, again, Adam Silver's been a guy who's embraced a lot of things. You know, he's embraced gambling.
Right.
You know, he's embraced a lot of things about the NBA, about changing up the way business has been done in the past and the way of thinking. Okay, this is one of those things that they have to – I'll guarantee you this. I bet you this doesn't happen next year. Because they took a beating on all the platforms.
I think they're going to tighten that up. But again, it also requires the ownership. The owners are going to have to get on board and agree with this new calendar here, however they're going to put it together. We talked about it earlier, DeAndre Hunter, great defender. But Jarvis and I were punching up his numbers. Remember, this guy basically won the national championship game.
Yes.
He was the big scorer. He was the go-to guy. Big trips down with the game on the line. DeAndre Hunter, maybe I talked too much about his defense. This guy can hit threes. He's a prodigious scorer inside, outside. And remember, when you're scoring 15 points in a team that only scores about 50 a game,
right,
you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, it's a defensive-minded team. So to get you 15 points, and he shot 44% from three-point range. It is Dukes and Bell live from Twin Peaks out here in Kennesaw. Mike Bell, John Chuckery in for Carl Dukes. It was a good night. And, you know, one of the things I tweeted out last night to some guys was the fact that isn't it amazing what happens when you have basketball guys handle basketball things? I talk about this with the Cleveland Browns. The best thing the Browns have done in the entire history since they come back was get John Dorsey in to be running the football, because it's not Mets analytic guys, and it's not the owner's buddy and this guy and Mike Holmgren at the end of his career that doesn't want to do this. You put football guys in a position to make football decisions. Travis Schlenk is a basketball guy being asked to make basketball decisions, and that's why the franchise is in the position where it is.
And don't forget, guys, before Tony Ressler got here, Tony Ressler let Schlenk do his job. To John's point, we are the Atlanta Spirit LLC. When you're described as the most litigious ownership group in the league, you had a whole faction, guy from Boston. You would have trades go down, and one guy wouldn't sign off on the Joe Johnson trade, for instance. And then you've got guys suing each other. Then you've got guys like Guerin trying to undercut Danny Ferry. Whatever you thought of Danny Ferry, the fact you got a guy basically taping conversations just shows you how dysfunctional having seven owners was. We got one guy, one vision, let the general manager do his job without the knucklehead owners who don't know jocks. They wouldn't know a jock strap from a clothesline anyway. Keep those guys out of it, and that's what's so good about the Hawks' future now.
When you have an ownership group that has more members in it than your starting five that actually goes on the court, when there's not enough seats behind the bench that takes you even further down on where the roster is, you know you're in trouble.
And by the way, last night, great job by the Hawks. We're going to talk to Steve Kuhnen coming up next, CEO of your Atlanta Hawks. Didn't get to see Steve, got to see Salsa last night, but there was a great crowd.
Wait, who? Who did you see last night?
Yeah, my old boss, but it was a great time last night to see about. I mean, we'll
did
talk.
Did he fire you or anything?
We'll get the numbers from Steve Kuhnen about, was it 9,000, 10,000 people? How many folks were in the room? No, he gave me one of the better contracts. Someday you'll get one too, John. But it's a great time. Come on down,
is that my
Hawks.
Second heart attack and wife?
The water is warm here with the Hawks. Come on in the deep end. Dive right in. Get your season tickets. Steve Kuhnen, CEO for the Atlanta Hawks. Chuckery is here. Cold beer is here. Women with really big personalities are here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
To check in with the CEO of our Atlanta Hawks, this is Catching Up with Kuhnen on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome you back to Twin Peaks up here in Kennesaw today. Beautiful Kennesaw out here in God's country. Mike Bell, John Chuck, we're in for Carl Dukes. It is Dukes and Bell hanging out with you until 7 o'clock. Well, it was a great night. I don't think it was just a good night. I think a lot of folks, and I think by the crowd reactions that I saw, thought it was a great night. It's time to go on the waitfor.com hotline and have our weekly chat with the one and only Steve Kuhnen.
Yeah, man, brought to you by Kumho Tire. Steve, what was the head count? We were just talking about it. I mean, the crowd looked fantastic. Any number, any idea what the number was?
A little under 7,000 were in the building last night.
It was just such a great vibe, and everybody was so stoked. And we talked about, you know, it was one thing DeAndre Hunter, then a lot of fans, because, you know, Duke's a brand. The Cam Reddish response was just bananas.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was in the war room and getting videos sent to me. It was like, where's that? And they're like, in Atlanta. You know, when Washington made their pick, people just started going crazy anticipating what we were going to do. So it was.
You know, Steve, I would think. I'm sorry. I would think that it would be really exciting right now because the franchise is in such a good place going upward. And I think last night what you saw is that there are so many folks buying into what the owner, the general manager, the head coach, everything has going on. And look, you've been around this franchise and you've been around the NBA and you've been around Atlanta. You know, it hasn't always been that way for this franchise. I think it's got to be pretty satisfying to see that there's a plan coming together. And isn't it amazing, Steve, when basketball people get to do basketball things that they seem to make a lot of good decisions?
Well, I think you just said a really prophetic thing. You let the basketball people do it. And, you know, we yell at Mike with his amateur general management skills. and sometimes it's tough. You know, we made a very interesting and a really good trade last night that I'm not going to lie to you, some of us would have given away more. You know, because we knew who we wanted. But Travis, I will not play poker with that gentleman ever again. He held steel. He knew what he wanted. He knew what the market was. And you see us, you know, we got every player we targeted last night. which is amazing.
Yeah, Steve, it's just so great. And Steve Coonan joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, CEO of your Atlanta Hawks. To have a night like that, because there was a real, I mean, look, I know that you tried to be as positive as you could, but there was a real disappointment because the odds, we had better odds of getting the one seed than the eight pick in the draft. And this, it was just such a shot in the arm to see what Travis pulled off last night. Because, again, there's a lot of feelings after Zion, after that shock and awe went away. What are we going to do? We did everything you could do and did it right.
We got who we talked about getting 90 days ago, which is just amazing. I'm not going to lie to you, man. I didn't think there was any path to get both of our guys. We hoped to get one, but we got both. And then I think it was a great night. And you know what? We deserve it. Why not us?
Right on.
Well, Steve, I'm going to ask the hard question, and that is we were talking a little bit about the look of the NBA and the way that these trades are handled and all the craziness and things like that. I'll ask it this way. Do you anticipate the same kinds of things that happened tonight are going to happen next year as well, or do you think it will definitely change as to how the draft is run and the, you know, the hats and everything else that the guys are wearing of teams they'll never play for?
On Monday, July 8th, I believe, I have an NBA president's meeting in Las Vegas at 8 o'clock in the morning. By 8:04, I will be screaming about this.
Ooh,
you know, it is nonsensical. It is, I think it hurts the kid. I think it confuses the crowds. I know it's very technical, and I promised myself I wouldn't get into it with collective bargaining. And,
right.
You know, I'll be candid with you. We're lucky that social media exists so we could have gotten the word out. Otherwise,
it's true.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, we picked Jackson Hayes at 8th, and we picked somebody, I don't remember who we picked at 17th, but
right.
They're not on our team. You know, but we got
and never
lovely
will be.
Pictures.
And that's the thing. John brought it up, and we talked about this all week. I ended the show talking about it yesterday. You've got to find a way to, whether you want to move free agency up, and I think that would also, the fans, the NFL, Steve, and I know that it's compressed schedule for the NBA between, you know, the time the season ends and before you know guys are reporting, and you got the summer leagues in Vegas. But the NFL does such a fantastic job of staying in the collective consciousness of the sports fan and the NFL fan. You know, you got the season ends, you got the combine, then you got free agency, then you got the draft. Why couldn't the NBA do the same?
Well, truthfully, I actually think the NBA offseason probably got as much interest, if not more, than the regular season. But I do think there's a couple of things that I would love to see change. Number one, we already know the Falcons' schedule for next year. They start in September. We won't get our schedule till mid-August, and we start in October. So it makes it really hard on the team to figure out where we're going. It makes it hard on us selling our season ticket packages. You know, there's a lot of marquee players who come to town that people want to see. So the great part is Adam Silver's open to having a conversation about everything. And like I said, I think part of the problem with, I'll call it the charade that we all have to go through, is technical. It is collective bargaining. But there should be some kind of common sense approach that literally I can say players who are going to be playing for us. If we're going to start on our summer league, I just saw the schedule before going on the air with you guys. Our first game is going to
right.
be on Saturday, July 6th. If it was on Friday the 5th, you know, our top pick in the draft couldn't play.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Hawk CEO, Steve.
Yeah. Right.
Hawk CEO Steve Coonan with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. It is Dukes and Bell. We're live from Twin Peaks up here in Kennesaw. Mike Bell, John Chuckery with you today. Let me ask it like this, Steve. You almost don't even get time to absorb and decompress from an NBA Finals. You know, literally like, and they only played 6 this year. I mean, imagine if they played 7, you had even less time. So, you know, for the fan, they don't even get to really kind of absorb, decompress what just happened, things like that. It's like you no sooner turn around and you got to jump right into the draft. So it kind of, even from a fan perspective, it throws a lot at you in a short amount of time.
That it does. You know, that doesn't bother me because, candidly, 28 teams are working on the draft. You know, Travis comes from Golden State, and we talked about that a lot. And I said, how did you manage all the scouting? And he go, well, we knew we were going to pick 30th, so we didn't really have to do that much scouting. Like, okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. You know, so these teams have a good sense that they're, you know, they're not going to be doing like we did. I think we tried out 60 players in Atlanta and met 18 more in Chicago. So there's a lot of rigor, you know, for teams who have a lot of draft assets. And there were some teams last night. I don't think Houston even had a pick last night. But the point is that I think it is a lot at once. And I do think, you know, I heard Bill Simmons today talking about the draft should be on two nights, the lottery one night and the regular and the rest of the draft another night. And that way teams could have more time to make trades. Our phones were blowing up. We couldn't almost handle the capacity of calls coming in. So,
Right. Wow. You know,
it is kind of nuts because when you're on the clock, we're on the clock with that 10th pick, we knew who we wanted, and if he wasn't there, I'm not sure I could tell you exactly what we were going to do, but the first thing we probably would have done is listen to trade offers and move back. And I don't think I'm giving away any state secrets there. But when Cam was there, and we're allowed to say Cam, and we have billboards all over town showing Cam today, which makes me very happy, and Cam should be in meeting with the media next week, so y'all be nice to him.
Very cool. Zion Williamson in an interview saying that Cam Reddish was underrated player in the draft. So we're excited. And then a great name, Steve. And we're, again, he's not a throwaway pick because he's highly regarded. There were some mock drafts where he was still in the first round. Bruno Fernando. So can't wait. John Fricke wanted Taco Fall.
We had him in the teens in the first round.
Right. And he's a guy that could have gone pro last year. He's a big bruising guy, physical specimen. Just like you, Puffy K. Can't wait. It was an unbelievable night to be at State Farm, and there's some really good things. Real quick, flex packs, what kind of options? I sold people, pair up with your buddies if you want to do season tickets, the way my parents used to do with the Knicks and the Rangers and the Mets.
Yep.
You know, you'd always get a couple of buddies. What? Just go to the website. I know that the phone line had to be buzzing today with tickets.
Last night we opened up a new flex pack where you pick the games you want to go to, and the NBA is going to shake it up this summer. It's going to be great, and I'm really excited. You start looking at these five young guys that are joining our team, and it might be the most dynamic young roster in the NBA.
Well, Steve, it's going to be a fun summer, and it will come very quickly to get into regular season already talk of next year. As always, Steve, thanks for jumping on, and it was a great night last night, and I know you had to feel good.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys, and thank 92.9 for the ongoing support and broadcasting in the arena. It really meant a lot.
There you go.
Man, it really is. It's so
great
good.
Great look last night for this team.
As we said, Tony Ressler's, you have a connection, John. You know who the owner is. Like with Arthur Blank. You know he wants to win. He's on record saying he wants to win. We know Steve does a great job. People love hearing from Steve because he's a likable guy. Keeps it real. Doesn't try to BS anybody. And we won't either. Hey, man, we got a Falcon report on the way. 5 o'clock. We're working our way towards quitting time.
Yeah,
you know
baby.
What's 27.1 degrees right now?
The beer.
Ice cold Hey Man Ale from Oconee Brewing. Grab yourself a Hey Man. That's what I like to see. Look at this.
There we go.
This is what I love to see.
There we go.
This warms the cockles of my heart. It's Oconee Brewing.
Oh, I've got water with lemon.
Grab yourself a cold one. Beautiful women that want to meet you. Well, maybe not you, but they want to meet most of you guys. So come on down to Twin Peaks, Kennesaw.
Falcons report next. It's Dukes and Bell, Chuck Ree and Mike Bell hanging out today. Twin Peaks and Kennesaw. We'll be back. Sports Radio 92.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.